ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready.
Welcome to the Sporting Base,
where radio has never been better.
So of course, welcome. In case this is your first time, I'm going to by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Mr. David.
Yeah, man.
How are you, man?
I'm so good, man.
And great, man.
Calm down.
Yeah.
To all the Manchester City fans who are out there, my heart is blue.
Of course. So we have some special guests today.
Triple special.
Do you want to introduce them?
Oh, please. Let me do the honors.
Yeah.
Please. I would like to welcome from the VAR, the best recorders you know around,
yeah. Right?
Going with the lamest, well, not the lamest.
Can I take over from here? I think we should take over.
Whoa.
Mic check.
Let me take over.
Of course.
You were listening to the one holding the triple B.
Let's go.
The greatest of all time. Makes the producer sweat. DJ.
Yes.
Stay with me.
So.
And who does CIS?
Is the main man.
Oh,
the main one.
Who does the most?
What?
The host who does not boast.
He don't
like toast. Because he's from the West Coast.
Yeah.
Let's go.
What's his name?
DJ Sticks.
Thank you.
Always forget my name. It's been an honor to have you guys. Yeah, listen,
thank you,
man.
Thank you guys for having us.
So
depressing.
I know you guys talk about soccer a lot, but I want to talk about something different. Let's talk about...
Wrong, Marcus. You did not welcome them properly.
Come on. Okay, it's fine.
Welcome to the show, DJ Sticks and Stones.
We won't break your bones. Sticks and Stones, okay.
No, all right.
So, guys...
Don't break bones. That's a good one.
I know we never talked about this because they say it's fake, but I want to talk about wrestling as a whole.
That's a sport.
It's a sport.
Sports entertainment.
But
when Triple H hits you with a hammer, it's true.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things that are happening, not only in WWE, but in Ring of Honor, New Japan, and AEW, right? Yeah. Now, firstly, let's go to WWE, which I would say it's the main thing. Firstly, I'm sure you know the feud between the Bloodline. It's going down. So the feud between the Bloodline, what happened was, like, Roman Reigns was taking over. He's been a champion for, if I'm not mistaken, 3 years.
Yeah.
three years. He's the first guy... Yes, and yeah. He's the first guy who main evented, I think, four or three WrestleManias?
I think it's four.
It's four WrestleManias.
In a row,
just with a single title. Just
but
one.
That single title, nobody like, has...
He's bigger than John Cena right now. Nobody
has main evented a WrestleMania.
Yeah,
four times in a row.
Four times in a row with the same title.
Forget titles. Just four times in a row.
Being the main event.
That is insane. Not even the Undertaker. Not even John Cena.
Not even The Rock can compare to that. No, but guys, there's been beef between the Bloodline. Obviously, you know, Jay.
But Roman Reigns will stay champ.
But listen. Now, there's a downfall between the Bloodline, between Jay, Jimmy, Solo and Roman. Oh, and obviously Paul Heyman as the so-called wise man. Yeah. Now, okay, this thing of Jey Uso, there was a time you guys watched SummerSlam, right?
Yeah.
So at the end, as he was about to pin him, he was about to become champion, someone pulled him out of the ring. Then it was revealed it was his brother, Jimmy Uso. Okay. They looked at each other, they gazed, and then Jimmy Uso kicked him. He was crying in the ring. They actually confirmed that he was crying in the ring. Okay, Friday night SmackDown came. Okay. And I said, why did you do it? Like, Jimmy Uso wanted honesty, and he said this, I did it because I didn't want to lose you. I didn't want you to get into power. Because if you got into power, the Usos will be lost. And Jimmy...
What a dumb reason.
I'm like, what? What? Okay.
To cause your brother to change.
Then obviously Jey Uso kicked everyone. Then he kicked Jey Uso.
Everyone. He kicked everyone. He's the one fan.
then he said this. I'm out of the bloodline. I'm out of SmackDown and I'm out of WWE. And rumors have been going around that he's going to be sent to AEW. I'm like, no, that's not possible.
No, I'm enjoying the story of the bloodline.
It's going too good, man.
And like, obviously for everyone out there, wrestling
is a sport.
It's scripted.
Yes.
It's scripted.
Yes.
So I won't go as far as saying it's fake because pain is pain, you know?
Yeah.
If it was as fake as people quote unquote say to be, people wouldn't have real life injuries, you know, and people have had like heavy injuries,
In
fact, there's a, and I know we're gonna probably get there when we get there.
Yeah.
There's a wrestler called Will Ospreay who was supposed to be in a wheelchair by 30 because of how he was wrestling.
Mm.
So I'm just gonna I'm putting that out there.
Yeah.
But it is scripted. And because of that, what we're seeing here with the whole bloodline story is cinema. It is cinema.
Yeah, it is. It is, definitely.
The fact that they've been able to keep this story going for three years shows you that it's cinema.
And it's still entertaining.
And it's still entertaining. The best storyline.
Let me put it for you. It's better than the modern day movies that are going bad these days.
Yeah.
But way better.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
and the only thing that I come close to that we're going to speak about in the AW section is the whole Better Than You Baby story that's going on.
We'll discuss that,
But this is cinema here. And the problem now that they have is that they need to now drag the story up until WrestleMania 40.
Yes,
Where we could potentially be seeing
the end.
Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns part two, where Cody will win.
But
how they get there is the interesting part, because what they need to be able to do is not give Roman a lot of title battles.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or else by the time you get to there, it's gonna be the same story.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
Interference, he wins. Interference, he wins.
Yeah.
But if you have to look in strength, Roman is good.
He is good.
Roman is the best.
Who do you give to like Roman right now?
Okay.
That if he, because remember, it's scripted, right?
Yeah.
So when I put two wrestlers in the ring right now, right, my goal is to make wrestler A look strong and wrestler B look strong.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Unless it's a situation like John Cena versus Brock Lesnar, where Brock Lesnar just beat The Undertaker and now you're going into the second match against John Cena and now they can't afford for Brock Lesnar to look small at all. So he had to dominate John Cena.
Yeah.
So now who do you give Roman right now where he can have a match and it won't affect the other person's popularity?
Sure.
I don't think there's anyone that, well...
At the moment, there's no one. Because if you do maybe, Survivor Series, you do a Gunther versus Roman. It'll be a good match.
But
then it will push Gunther down the card.
Because
they would have to, in his next few matches, he needs to either win clean.
Domination.
You need to dominate.
Yeah,
Or else the whole thing, because people are getting tired of...
The blood.
The screwy finishes that have been happening, you know?
Yeah.
Like with the Jey Uso stuff, even with that, people were like, okay, we get it with the story.
But
this is not where we need to be.
Yeah, they just need to let Roman Reigns... Okay, what I think is, right, they should make a good enough show where it doesn't downplay any fighter, but let Roman Reigns win clean. That's what they need to
do. But it's impossible.
Because
think about it like this, right?
At the end of the day, it's scripted, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but think of it like this. Because remember, it is scripted. So you need to be writing. You're not writing one story. It's not like with Marvel. Marvel is a bit complicated. It's not like with, what's a simple movie? It's not like with Ben 10.
Yeah.
Where you have one story.
By the way,
story.
Ben 10 is good. Don't misunderstand.
Where you have one story, you know, you just have a guy who's trying to get, who's trying to be a superhero, basically. No, that's not
with
how
alien
it works.
Heart.
Yeah, but you're writing about 10 different stories all together.
Simultaneously.
Yes, so you cannot now write, if you make Gunther lose to Roman Reigns clean, you still have to write a story for Gunther.
And
that loses the fact that he's a dominant person. Like an example is Seth Rollins.
I just
need to pause here with my next comment. I don't know how we got this far without even saying this.
What?
as a part of the VR show.
Yeah.
We would like to send our thoughts and prayers to the family of Wyndham Rantunda.
Also known as Bray Wyatt.
Yep.
You know, passed away tragically this...
past week, I
think. Past week.
Yeah, we forgot to mention.
Sorry, the Finn was my favorite.
One
guy.
Of the best.
When he came out,
Bray
when the
Wyatt.
Finn came out, I forgot about AJ Styles. I forgot about
I'm sorry,
Seth Rollins.
But Bray Wyatt. Let's talk about Bray Wyatt.
Let
for
me
a second.
In.
I'm not even stop what I was going to say.
I'm sorry. Bray. Bray is good.
Bray.
I mean, let's talk about...
Let me in.
Let's talk about the Wyatt family. The whole... thing about the Wyatt family, like he bought up Luke Harper,
Eric Rowan,
and Braun Strowman.
Yeah,
without those three, they will never be Wyatt. Like Bray Wyatt was the main guy. Not only his wrestling skills, but mind. He can play with you in your mind, man.
Like he was like, one of the most creative wrestlers we had out there. You know,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't given like much room, and I'm not using this as a blame game to say, oh no, WWE is bad and stuff.
No.
But he wasn't given like the room he needed for his characters, because like especially a lot under the Vince McMahon era of WWE, they didn't know how to book supernatural type of characters. You know?
Yeah,
and but what he was able to do with it, you know, like and how, and you know, as a wrestler, what's important is how the ability to reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
In fact, I can even tie in the point I was going to use with my example before I brought in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because you look at what The Fiend versus Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins going into that Hell in a Cell match was called the Beast Slayer, because he just beaten Brock Lesnar.
Yep.
Yes.
But he then came and fought The Fiend, and the way they wrote that kind of it affected Seth Rollins, because he got destroyed.
You can't
be called the Beast Slayer and then you get destroyed.
Oh, man.
Like he left that place terrified.
But
that place.
The most important thing is how you're able to reinvent yourself.
Yeah, facts.
And you know, after that, we saw Seth Rollins become what he became now.
The visionary. Yeah.
You know, and. It's now the same thing with Bray. You know, we went from the normal Wyatt family person,
to the Fiend.
The Fiend, the Eater of Worlds.
Yeah.
Then to the Fiend. You know, the fire. What is it? The Firefly House. Yeah.
The Firefly Fun House.
And then from that, he went into what he is now. You know.
Yeah.
That show, I enjoyed it. The fact that you just bring in people like you. But remember, like there was this one time where he talked about, was it Seth Rollins or something? And then he told when he lost, when he was still Bray Wyatt. And then he's like, but I remember. And now,
the Fiend
is coming for you. That was quite nice.
And that's like the important thing.
It was
creepy.
The creepy part made it dope.
That was creepy.
And what he did to The Miz, though, and Daniel Bryan, that was great.
Do you remember when there was a match they had in lockdown, Braun Strowman versus Bray Wyatt? They had an inner swamp match, but that match was very, very good. But I like the fact when The Fiend came out, that was like, but the scary part, the mind games he was playing, I'm like, wow, that takes creativity right there.
That's art.
That's art, bro.
But to Bray Wyatt.
But let's go into AEW. Oh gosh.
I believe, in fact, I think we should stop calling them a secondary company.
Wait, let me just put this. Let me drop a bomb.
This
is gonna be a shock to everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
But sorry, guys, I don't watch EW or whatever.
It's fine. But
may you please explain to me? I mean,
okay.
What makes it come too close to WWE?
Oh
anyway?
My goodness.
Oh.
Sorry, that's the bomb.
Close.
That's the bomb I wanted to drop.
Not even coming close. It's there.
It's there, bro.
They just held an event in Wembley, which I still need to go watch. You know, it happened.
Yeah, it happened. Yes.
A Sunday around that time, I was busy. I need to catch up.
But sure.
But they just hosted an event in Wembley Stadium where they had over 80,000 people coming. They currently hold the and this is not, and I like what MJF said. You know, they know this industry is a superbulous industry. You know,
superbulous.
We blow things out of proportion.
Exaggerate.
The greatest. main event ever. It was not really the greatest main event, you know.
Yeah.
But currently, AEW holds the record for the most tickets bought for a wrestling event.
Yeah, that's
bigger than WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah.
Insane.
Bigger I am yet to believe that, but
no. It
sounds
no.
This is true. This is not my opinion.
No.
No.
It's out there.
Fact, I'm going to say it like somebody that says, nah.
Nah.
It's just the fact of life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see you getting there. But I want to talk about this story.
How was it?
No, it was good. But I want to talk about this storyline. Adam Cole and MJF, which stands for, is it the... What's his name?
Michael
Jacob Friedman.
Woo!
Yes. Now, Michael...
And he's better than you.
Yes.
And you know it.
But now, Michael, MJF, look, in 2022, he got an award for Best Heel. Best Heel.
There's an award for Best Heel?
Best Heel.
Okay. Really?
Roman was supposed to win.
No, I don't think Roman should have won.
Best heel.
He's not the best heel.
Yeah,
heel.
Like the best evil guy.
Yes.
No,
my gosh.
This guy was forced to apologize.
That's MJ.
Because he threw liquid into the crowd. Like, he took somebody's drink and just threw it into the crowd.
I'm like, wow.
No care, but even Randy hasn't done that.
No, man, I'm sorry. MJF, I'm
but
sorry.
Did he give his girlfriend an RKO?
Yeah, I'm sorry, MJF, I'm
but
sorry.
MJF, you know, has...
I gotta give him credit.
I do think, like, his heel work last year especially, it was freaking good. You know, he had his pipe bomb promo with the whole thing of him not getting paid better, but, like, enough... You know, that thing was
it that time when after he lost to Wardlow, then he made this other promo and says, "Nah, you guys, man."
And what he, you can see he takes a lot from old school. One thing that's nice about him is that he doesn't break what's called kayfabe. For the listeners out there that don't know what kayfabe is, so it's why people believed wrestling was real for a long time. It's the ability to. Be your, like you have this character, and you
stay with you.
And you basically blind the line between reality and and like everyone thought the Undertaker was dead. I honestly, when I was a kid, when he didn't go home, he went to like the cemetery or something. You know,
I went to a search Death Valley.
Because that's what they do. That's kayfabe. That's like this make believe world basically, and. He still does that to the point that when he goes to interviews, he's MJF. When he's in public, he's MJF. When he goes to, you know, a place where a lot of even heels nowadays drop it is when they go for their signings, you know, when they go for autographs and stuff, they'll be a bit more friendly to people, you know? And then, he'll still be character.
And that's
the thing, like, there's one thing where a fan is trying to take a picture of him and then he looks at the person and then starts giving his shoulder. And, like, it's things like that. So when he then starts doing specific interactions in the ring, you don't know if it's real or not.
Yeah, exactly.
He's perfectly blinded the line between kayfabe and reality. You're like, is this...
Yes.
Maxwell speaking, or is this MJF?
MJF.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, people think that he's this horrible human being. Then you go look at his earlier interviews. And it's not, this is not like a year thing that he's done. He's been doing it for so long that it's very hard to find interviews where you see that he's actually a nice person.
This
dude.
Yeah.
He keeps character even when he's in his locker room. He has character there. That's what they say. Like, he keeps his character there.
Yeah.
MJ.
He's never caught lacking, as they'll say nowadays.
No.
Yeah. But now this storyline between Adam Cole. Now, Adam Cole, who was previously...
Wait, before you go into, nobody spoil for me. I did not watch All In yet.
No, I understand. We're talking about
thing you
the
sorry
story like beef. Kenny.
DJ Stones, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, but we're gonna have to. What? Please spoil. Some of us don't watch.
No. We're not gonna spoil anything.
No.
Come on, anyway, the fans wanna hear our comments.
We're not gonna spoil anything.
We'll do another show about both the All-Ins.
But you see, but before the storyline, between Adam Cole. Now, with Adam Cole, he used to be in WWE. He was known as Adam Cole in WWE. Baby. He was in NXT, but he didn't compete.
Adam Cole you guys are talking about is the same guy from NXT.
Yeah. Yes. Adam Cole, baby.
Yes, that guy. He had the same thing. He carried it out because they liked it. Now, he met MJF. Bah. He meets MJF. Now, I think they were supposed to verse each other. They had a match, and I think who won? They had a draw or something.
It was
a time draw. And then I think the general manager says, you guys must team up. Mm-hmm. Like, what? What? I'm not teaming up with this guy. They had this whole persona, and they became friends and what. I'm like, wow.
Okay. I'm very keen. Like, I want to finish this recording and go watch because I'm
keen. I'm sorry, but...
I've been off of Twitter. I've not been on... I've, like, watched my Google
spoilers.
I am spoiler clean at this moment.
Yeah. Spoiler clean, okay.
Can't wait to see. I can't wait to get back home and, like, you know, open up my laptop and actually watch the whole
fully
thing.
But I like...
All in.
What was the name of that tag team they had when they were still in NXT?
The Undisputed Era.
Yeah. Dude, Adam...
Cole, I need to catch up Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish, and who's this other one?
Roderick Strong.
He was a cool heel for me. Like, he was
honestly, the Undisputed Era was like... But do you guys know the Bullet Club era? It's like it's all over thing, but who created Bullet Club? That's the question.
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor created Bullet Club. Now Bullet Club is like all over. Yeah. Like AJ Styles is there. AJ Styles is there. AJ Styles is there. Carl Anderson.
Luke Gallows.
Luke Gallows is there.
In fact, here's an interesting fact. I don't know if you guys know.
Yeah.
So the current leader of the Bullet Club. Yes. So not Bullet Club Gold, not the one in AEW. Yeah. The current leader of the Bullet Club, the person who basically overthrew Jay White. Guess who his father is?
Who?
Finn Finley.
What? Finley
Jr.
The same dude with the stick.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Finley Jr. is the leader of the Bullet Club.
Wow. So
Finley's son.
He's the main leader of the... Wow.
Yes.
No ways. Kenny.
Honestly, like the Bullet Club, I have a feeling because I was speaking to Kenny at the time. We were talking about some dream matches. Like, imagine if Cody wins. Then Kenny Omega goes into WWE. Ooh. Imagine, let's picture it now. Okay, he dethrones Roman, celebration, pyros, everything. Then lights go off.
Kenny Omega.
That would have been great, but the one problem is Kenny Omega signed an extension with AEW.
Oh, until 2026, huh?
Yeah, so
I'm like,
no Uso versus Young Bucks yet.
Look, that would be good. That would actually be a dream match for me. Like, imagine the Undisputed Elite versus, like, you know, Cody. He forms his own Bullet Club, something like that. Then the group from AEW.
And the story is there because you know, but and I would have preferred. I don't think the story would work in a WWE.
Yeah.
Because they don't have like a partnership with New Japan.
Oh, yeah.
WWE has this thing where they act like they're the only promotion that exists in their storylines as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And now with Triple H, it's a bit loose, but it won't hit the same. Because, you know, this is... Cody Rhodes is the guy that kicked Kenny Omega out of the Bullet Club.
Oh, yes. He turned heel at the time, I believe.
Yeah. And that these two were like former vice presidents of a company. Mm.
She!
You know, that company being AEW.
Insane.
The story is there. But the problem is WWE wouldn't use that story because it references two other promotions.
Open the forbidden door.
Ah, that was a nice one. No, but Will Ospreay, man, I feel like he's underrated for me.
One of the best.
Yes, no, he's the best. That's why I'm saying he's underrated. I'm sorry. Will Ospreay, he's good. I'm sorry. Yo, Will Ospreay.
I don't know why you're apologizing.
Sure.
Own fact.
Sure. Like, he's good. Hey.
I feel so bad. It's like I've missed out like a whole generation of
Will
century.
Will Ospreay. No.
I feel like a whole century fun.
Don't worry. I'm going to sit you down and I'm going to school you in the
ways.
School you.
Please.
Elite.
I accept it.
After this, you will become elite.
To all the Manchester City fans, who are
up right now?
To all the Manchester City, you was about to say Manchester City.
My heart is blue.
Okay. Anyway, the VAR show. Thank you guys for coming in, man.
This is part one.
This is part one, man. This is part one.
We're looking forward to more.
We're looking forward to part two.
Part two will be happening.
Part two,
the VAR show.
The VAR show. Okay.
In the next coming.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Today.
Oh, guys, you've been blessed.
So once
you're done listening to this, no, don't worry. There's an upcoming.
We are still here.
All right,
you go listen to the best.
So it's gonna be. It's gonna be good.
We're the best.
No, but anyway, it's been good. It's been good. It's been real for myself, the VIR show, and Mr. David.
Yeah.
Peace out and God bless.
Radio has never been better, baby. This is Active FM. Go to www.activefm.co.za for more.